Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano Sandy here. 55 degrees. Good morning. I'm Scott Spaziano. The Sandy water is going to be like 9,000 degrees today or something like that. 87. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Another hot, hot day.
Yeah.
Work from home, in the pool.
Man, Middle Child Wednesday, too. Wednesday, the 23rd of July. And here we are, man, back into the heat of summer. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, humid, 93.
So if you're going to Bills training camp at St. John Fisher today,
it's clothing optional.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! You know how many women would be like clamoring to go if it was clothing optional to see Josh Allen?
Yes, Bills are doing the first practice naked today, just to try to acclimate to the. Just to let you know. Flag football.
Don't spread rumors.
Flag football belts, and that's it.
That's a fantastic visual to wake up to. Good morning. 9:45 it starts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh god.
Any word yet? By the way, we're going to do a daily check-in to see, cuz you weren't able to get tickets every year. You say you're not able to, and then someone offers up tickets and you can't go.
Nothing yet. Nope.
Nothing yet.
And you know what? I know this week and next week both my wife and I are really, really busy, so if anybody had tickets to that there. You know, a lot of times she gets them through work just because of the business she's in.
Yeah.
So they might pop up, but
that's
honestly
a great work perk.
Yeah, it is, but can I just be honest? I really don't care. I mean,
I don't know if you should keep saying that.
Let me just say more than a sentence about it.
Okay.
It's just, I'm done with crowds. I'm done with waiting in line. I'm done with like standing and buying things that are way more expensive than I really don't need. And I'm good.
Is it really that crowded? Because that's why they have limited tickets. Isn't it just to make it not feel so jam-packed, crowded?
Well, I don't know.
It's comfortable, right? Isn't there a comfortable amount of people?
Haven't been in years. Since you could just
walk in. How can you make a statement like, I don't care because I hate crowds and I hate this and I hate that, but you haven't been
because
in years, so you don't even know.
I don't want to be around a zillion people. Whether there's 1,000 or 2,000 or 500, I just don't feel like it right now. I'm done.
That's fine.
It's
different Scott Spaziano than I know when I first started. When I was 18 years old.
We change.
This is a very different Scott Spaziano.
Yes, we change.
I don't know if I've changed as much as you have.
Oh, no, you'll never change. But it's like been there, done that kind of vibe. And I don't like get stuck in a loop. So, I mean,
what are you going to do instead?
If I had a choice?
Mulching? What are we doing instead?
No, it's all done.
No, what are we doing instead?
We got 6 bags left, so I don't know what to do with it. No, if I had a choice, I'd be up sitting by
not
the lake.
Not a choice. I didn't say a choice. What are you going to do instead? of going to training
over
camp.
The next how many weeks? Not just
yeah.
My
you
normal,
said you're so busy.
My normal life. Oh no, my wife is out doing an out of town thing this week, and I got something on Thursday, and I got something on Saturday. She's gonna be overnight.
Anything
Sunday.
Exciting?
No, no.
The something that you have? No,
no.
Your side gig stuff?
No, no. I've got a happy hour Thursday that I got to go to, but we can't talk about it. You don't want to talk about it.
Oh my
God!
You're so dramatic.
No, I just. What are you trying to get out of me this morning? I just said I don't really care about the Bills training camp.
It was just a simple question. Like I'm not going to the Bills, but I'm going to go to a pool party. Okay, that might be more fun. Like I'm just trying to compare.
I'm just trying to figure out what day you're talking about because it goes on for how many weeks?
You're not on like the. You're not on trial here. Why do you get so sensitive? I'm just trying to have a conversation with my friend over here.
I have no plans. To go to the Bills camp or seek tickets, or if they've landed in our lap, they
we're
can
done.
Be
we're
gone
never going to talk
else.
About it again. Ever.
Well, we're supposed to talk about it next, but I guess we're not going.
No, we're not talking about Bills training camp next. We're talking about Ozzy Osbourne. That's what everybody is.
No, 6-1 oh, no, is training is... camp. 6-2 is Ozzy, and I have a story. Poor Ozzy Osbourne. You know, I mean, yeah, well, I guess it was a good way, a good final thing for him. But we'll get all into that. But I have something I got something for the ladies this morning in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, my gosh. Scotty and I were laughing when we're like, oh, my God, we're giving away tickets to that. Okay.
We did a long time ago. And they're back, ladies. The Thunder from Down Under. Girls Night Outback. Good little play on words. At Del Lago. Obviously, the Thunder from Down Under is a all-male review. And you can imagine.
I will be the first to admit this is a complete double standard because we could not give away those tickets if it was the opposite.
Right.
It was women. No.
Exactly. No.
No.
Yeah.
This is a double standard. So all you guys rolling your eyes. Yes. We understand.
Well, you know, if you want to win and get the women in your life out of the house for the night, it'll be definitely a girls' night out at Del Lago in August 2nd. So we got all those coming up. We got tickets to Kesha in concert. Nelly and Ja Rule all here this morning. We got a good Jerk or Justified, too. I heard your daughters kind of surprised you yesterday.
Yeah, something that, you know, sometimes your kids do things and you're like, wait a minute, didn't I teach you better? You can't do that. That's like etiquette rule 101. What is happening?
This is all coming up for you. On
bring your own food to the restaurant. What?
Kick off your morning with a happy song on 98.9 of Us. Pisano and Sandy, we're Earth, Wind, and Fire. 6 o'clock hour, 6:05. Scott Pisano, Sandy Waters. It's a 55-degree start. We're going to get up to 87, close to 90 today. Tomorrow, close to 95 degrees. Summer, summer, summer. Take advantage of it while it's here.
590 is back open.
Jeez.
That accident yesterday, first, tragic accident, because someone died in that accident.
Yeah,
it was horrible, though. If you were on the road, 818-2899, how long did you sit in traffic yesterday?
When did that happen? Was it was a rush hour on the way home?
It said around
2:30? 2:30-ish? Oh, so it was right. Oh, in the afternoon?
But let me think. Huh. Was it really 2:30? Because I was driving around that area. I must have just missed it. I must have just missed it because I was around 2 o'clock. So, yeah, I must have just missed that accident.
Yeah, you're probably south of the 490, though, right? This is above the 490. It was right near Empire. Browncroft, and it happened going south toward the city on 590. So you may not have gotten that backup. But I tell you, man, both sides. And, I mean, how many cars are involved? Like a bunch of cars. I was just telling Sandy off the air that, like, if we ever do like a sign off, like, you know, keep your feet on the ground and your head in the stars, mine would be use your freaking blinker.
That's how we're going to end this show.
Yes, every day.
Let's do that
little uplifting phrase that they try to give you at the end. Yeah, no, use your blinker.
Yeah, that's our signature out.
Yes.
Use your blinker?
Yeah.
In this case, and they don't have, and if I'm missing it, let me know. Somebody, 818-2899, they haven't announced really what was the cause, but some people are saying it a medical condition of
could
one
be.
Of the drivers.
Oh, sure, could
so
be.
So I'm not positive what it was. If it was lack of blinker usage.
Yeah. But it's funny. I see this all the time. I was looking at the comments. Yeah. Like someone says, I've always believed that Rochester drivers are always in a hurry to go nowhere. It says here, I ride a bike and I'm almost hit numerous times every week by drivers that are in such a hurry they won't let me get through an intersection.
Do we drive bad? Like, this is Rochester is all I know. This is where I was born and raised. I don't know any other place. But I can imagine we're not the worst.
Oh, no. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, I'm calling about that accident.
Yeah. Were you in it?
No. I'm a bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
I drive school bus.
Oh, yeah.
And our radio was buzzing. We had four buses that were stuck in it, and it wasn't moving because it took up all three lanes.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it was all lanes
closed. All three lanes. And people coming back on 590 North said that there was definitely a fatality because one of the cars was cut in half, and you couldn't even tell it was a car.
Oh, I know. I heard it was in a ball. Oh, how long were you stuck in the How long are you stuck in the traffic for?
They were stuck. I was already at my school when that happened. Mm-hmm. It was around 150.
Okay.
I was at my school, but there were buses that were stuck for about 3 hours.
Oh,
and they were turning buses around or turning cars around on the expressway to go back to a fire exit to get off.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
is that bad?
No, I'm just always panicked about how much gas people have in their car. I can't last 3 hours. I would be done.
I'm on my way in right now because my school starts shortly.
So. Okay. Do you want to give a plug to your school district?
Well, I work for Brighton, but I'm doing a city day camp right now.
All right. So. Cool, man.
Awesome. Well, thank you for what you do. You guys don't get enough love and attention,
I got to ask you a question. So you do this during the school year too, right?
Yes.
Yes, for Brighton.
What's the weirdest gift you've gotten, a thank you gift from a parent?
A gift card for Lisa's Liquor Barn.
A what?
A gift card for Lisa's Liquor Barn.
Lisa's Liquor Barn. Nice.
Here I drive a bus.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Yay. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Have a great morning.
You too.
All right, coming up on the show today, we're going to end the show with Scott's, keep your blinker on, but we're also going to confront the rumors head on.
Oh, okay.
What rumor have you heard about us?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a good, Handyman John had a good one for us. I don't have one. So if anybody has, if you ever heard a rumor about us or like about Scott Spisano, because, he's been around
forever. Or about Sandy Waters, because she's been around 26 years.
There's got to be rumors. There's rumors about everybody, right? So you call up with your rumor, 818-2899, and we'll be honest with you if it's a true rumor or not. And Scott will probably deny. What? Oh, geez.
I just showed Sandy something. Oh, if this was only
full
television.
Full-size candy bar.
He's got a good one.
Full-size candy bar, Phil. That's not even a rumor. I don't even get it, the picture he created.
May or may not have happened.
Okay.
Let's give Ozzy a minute, shall we? Godfather of metal. The Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne, died yesterday. Ozzy started with Black Sabbath back in 1969, did their final show just on July 5th, just a couple weeks ago.
Did you see pieces of that final show?
Oh, yeah. Saw a lot of it.
Oh, my God. He performed, he's sitting on this big, massive throne,
yep.
But his voice when he was performing was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now to look back and think, oh my God, that was just days before he died.
I found out yesterday, my heart sank. I mean, we knew he was, getting old and he had Parkinson's and he had, that accident that he was in. Oh gosh, when was that? He broke like 8 ribs and his neck and his collarbone. Yeah. And back in 2019, I think that was.
2019 is when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
That too,
I don't know if that was connected with his accident. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize less commonly known facts about Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
In 2010, a genetics company, Nome, sequenced Ozzy's DNA to find out how he survived decades of drug and alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know they did that. I knew was quite a party animal.
Right. So they said this genetics company is like, we are fascinated by you. Scientifically, can we analyze your body? And the results showed that he had a unique genetic mutation related to how his body processed drugs and alcohol, making him a true medical anomaly.
Wow. So he could handle it.
I guess. Apparently, with his genetic mutation, it didn't impact him.
Wow.
And then in 1982... he was arrested for urinating on the Alamo while wearing Sharon's dress. Did you know that?
I remember that. Yes, I do remember that.
Oh, you do?
I
remember that.
He snorted a line of ants also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, another good fact.
And then there's the famous, biting the head off a bat incident, which was totally, and I have a story about that coming up later on the show, about that and the time I met Ozzy and Sharon. Pretty cool.
Oh, you met them.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, listen to him. Oh, God, yeah. Of course I'm a legend.
He came to the House of Guitars like 3 times.
You're right. He did.
And
he did.
Sold out like concert tickets there. I think that's that day, 83 or 84, something like that. There's a line out the building all the way from the front door all the way to the House of Guitars, all the way to the back parking lot. And people were buying tickets at that time. They had a Ticketmaster outlet there where you could actually buy them. And right there, they had sold out the tickets at that venue. Like, you know how many Ticketmasters there are everywhere. They sold it out at the House of Guitars while Ozzy was there.
Isn't it wild to think, like, at that moment when you were there and you experienced this, I mean, Ozzy was a big deal, obviously, because there were so many people in line. But but not to the magnitude of what we know him now today. Who are we experiencing right now? Which artist are we experiencing right now that we're almost taking for granted and not going to appreciate to the level that we should be? Fast forward the clock like 20 years, 30 years. Well, is it the Beyonce? Is it Taylor Swift?
Okay, maybe.
Are they at that level? Are they at the Michael Jackson, Ozzy Osbourne? Would you say those two, Michael Jackson and Ozzy Osbourne, are at the same level? Yeah, right? Or no? You think Ozzy is...
No, I think Michael was a little... I mean, you got two different... It's hard to put him in a big clump because you got the genre, right, of the music and the way that people react to that genre and live to that genre. Like the metal and the rock genre people are, you know, totally different than the Michael Jackson or the Beyonce genres.
As far as popularity and how it hurts when you lose, like, we don't know Ozzy Osbourne really personally, but it really impacted a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It really hurt. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were really sad yesterday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I felt that the last time I felt that was Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. So when Taylor Swift breaks a nail, the whole world will go on its side.
Yeah, it might be Taylor Swift, Beyonce, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so, we'll sprinkle Ozzy in and out here a little bit this morning.
Yeah, and if you were at that House of Guitars, when he came to visit, share your stories too, 818-2899.
The Buzz.
As a parent, you one of your jobs is to try not to screw your kid up, right, when you're raising them? Mm. Here's a good tip. 13 is the minimum age when your kids should get a cell phone and allowed to be on social media. If they get any access earlier, they're more likely to end up depressed and emotionally unstable by their mid-20s. Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. How's that?
13 is the...
earliest.
Is the flag in the sand is the time.
Yeah.
Now, are they saying just cell phone use? And this is the perfect time for this study to come out because August 1st is the deadline under the new distraction-free school law, where all public schools have to submit their plan, the smartphone-free plan, to New York State.
Haven't seen
how we're going to get the phones out of the school day.
Right, right.
So this is perfect. This is a perfect conversation. But is it saying just social media and the phone, or is it saying all devices?
Here's what it says. A survey of almost 2 million people in 164 different countries.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kids who get access to phones and social media before 13 are likely to end up depressed, aggressive, emotionally unstable by mid-20s.
Okay, so you're in the clear. You're in the clear. It's okay that you give your kid an iPad.
Yeah, I mean, she plays
okay,
with
so
things, yeah.
And there's other countries that have already banned it. Like, you cannot go on social media. You cannot, I don't think you can't have a phone, but you can't go on social media.
Yeah, right.
Australia? Was it England, too? Was the other country?
I don't remember the age, but I believe, yeah, something like that. I mean, they're blaming this on three main things. Poor sleep. Like, they're way more to lie in bed and doom scroll, like we aren't, right? Even if they don't have social media, just a phone.
Just the phone.
Yeah.
So 13, what grade are we in at 13? Are we 6th grade? 7th grade? What grade are we in? I'm trying to think of when did I give my kid? I gave my kid a phone when she went to middle school, 7th grade. So what year
is
that?
Yeah, that's 12, 13, right in there. Yeah, right in that area.
Oh, did I do it right?
You did it right. You did it right. I think my boys got their first phone when they were actually.
Yeah, but it was a different time. You can't go back that far, I don't think.
Oh, there was social media back then.
Not to what it is
today. Not like it is now. I mean, now you got poor sleep, you got cyberbullying, and poor family relationships. Once they have the internet in their hands, they start drifting away from other family members at that age, and that's when you got to start to worry.
I question, why is it 13? Because 13, I think 13 is a very tough age. Your hormones are going crazy at 13. You're trying to fit in. You're in middle school. You're not considered a baby elementary school anymore. Mm-hmm. This is a whole new space for you.
So what are you saying?
I don't know why you... No. Oh. Like, this is just another thing that 13-year-olds have to deal with. There's way too much already going on in a 13-year-old's life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why this makes sense, why introducing a phone is okay.
See,
I'm not sure.
The study says 13 is the minimum. Some experts say keeping them off their phones and Instagram and TikTok until 16 might be the best. But I don't know. I mean, from 13 to 22.
See, now I don't even get 16. 16 is another year where there's a lot going on in your life at 16. Another surge of hormones, and then you're driving. Oh, yeah. Let's get you a car and social media and see if you don't intermix those.
Yeah,
two.
Right.
No, that's
exactly.
Stupid too.
Yeah, I know, right? They should have a device in cars for certain ages that only allow, usage on the phone for like emergency. There's like it switches over to a different frequency where it can only go emergency out or emergency in.
Yeah, that shouldn't just be any. It shouldn't be a certain age.
Yeah.
It should be all of us. Actually,
it
should be all of us.
No doubt. I'll be honest.
Do you think a 13-year-old is mature enough to deal with social media?
No, I don't think so. And you know, I have a 6-year-old now, so I got 6 more years, 7 more years before
That age will change.
Yeah.
By the time Ellie is 13, the whole landscape of social media be completely different.
Yeah. Fascinating to see what it could be at that point. So there you go, people. 13 minimum for a cell phone and social media, and 16 safer.
And if anybody can argue why your kid has this cell phone and it's okay and they're younger than 13, feel free. 818-2899. Because I'm sure there's parents that are like, I know parents who gave their kids the social media cell phone at 8.
Wow.
Thinking
yeah.
That was fine. 8 years old, they're starting to get into activities. They gave their kid a cell phone.
Yeah, just to keep track of them, right?
Bizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Are you cold? 98.9 The Buzz. I'm looking at Sandy and she's like, gosh.
I just got the little chills. I know. Later today, I won't be cold.
Me.
Bright
sun, warmer, humid, 87. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. 93 for your Thursday. It's going to be wicked warm. And it's okay. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do some shots. We got our live audience Thursday.
I love that. Just start with that. We're just going to do shots, period. End of sentence.
Yep.
Live audience Thursdays. Yep. Meg and her son are coming in tomorrow. Thanks to our good friends at Donuts Delight for providing a yummy breakfast for everyone. Yeah. We so appreciate you. You help us look good in front of our listeners.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Exactly.
Donuts Delight, 1700 Culver Road. And if you ever want to come into the studio and on the air with us, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com and you can register and we'll get you on the calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. Just fill out that little form there and then we'll hook you up.
Final song for you ever. I just want to say to you on behalf of the guys in Black Sabbath and myself, your support over the years has made it all possible for us to live the lifestyle we live. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. I love you. We love you. And it's a song called Paranoid.
Ozzy Osbourne's final words on stage, July 5th of this year. 98.9 The Buzz. Such a powerful, powerful song.
I am in awe how well he performed that song.
Yeah, sounded
great.
Listen
to his voice. He sounds so strong.
Yes.
You know what I mean? His voice. You know some artists, when you go and see them perform and their voice, they just, it doesn't hold up to what you remember.
Yeah.
Ozzy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ozzy did great. That just gave me chills.
Yeah. He did pass away yesterday. His family was by his side, Sharon, his daughter Kelly, and his son Jack. There's also some offspring you don't know about. Son named Louis John. And, you know, Ozzy's name wasn't Ozzy. It was John Michael. John Michael Osbourne. They just nicknamed him Ozzy.
I did hear somebody say, and he left behind his six kids.
Yep.
Oh, six kids.
Yeah.
What? Where did they come from?
All right. Do you remember when the reality show came on, the Osbournes? There was Kelly and Jack, and then there was Amy, the daughter that did not want anything to do with that show.
Oh, that's right.
So there's Amy, there's Louis John, there's Elliot Kingsley, who's adopted, and a daughter named Jessica Starshine, all from his first marriage.
Oh, my God. I didn't, but you don't hear about them.
Mm-mm, no.
At all. Is it because they don't want the limelight, or is it because... What?
Right? I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't say.
Amy is Sharon's kid, too, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was.
And then the adopted kid is Sharon's kid or his first wife?
First wife. Elliot Kingsley and Jessica Starshine.
From his previous marriage.
Yep.
Okay.
So he had one with his first marriage and then adopted another and then had the other three with Sharon. 1980... Vague. 1, 2, 3, maybe. I'm working at CMF down on Layton Avenue near East High School. And up the stairs comes Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy Osbourne. As they visited Rochester, and I think they're at the House of Guitars. And we all got a chance to sit and hang with them. And I remember when you first walked into the place, you come up a stairs, and then the receptionist desk was right there. And then down the end of the hallway was the studio. And Ozzy and Sharon and we all just kind of hung out for a while. Boom, 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 took some pictures. And he went back to do an interview. And I sat with Sharon and talked. Now, at that point, Sharon was his manager. Mm-hmm. And she was basically, she basically said, I just keep the train on the tracks. I just kind of, I always mention like a wind up doll, like one of those wind up, like
toys,
just kind of keep going in the same direction.
Were they married or together at the time at all? She was just the manager.
I think they were together. I'm not sure if they were even married yet. I don't remember when they got married, but And we talked about the most recent and most famous thing that happened that a lot of people remember about the bat story.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So this was back in 82. Ozzy was at that point frontman for Black Sabbath. He bit the head off a bat on stage during a concert in Des Moines, Iowa, I think it was. So he initially thought, and this is what Sharon told me, that it was a rubber bat prop that someone threw up. Because Black Sabbath was known for its gothic, you know, like dark and scary and like whatever, right? So he thought it was like a rubber bat. So he picked it up and he bit the head off after realizing it was real after he bit it. So it wasn't planned.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. Somebody threw it up on stage, and it may have fallen from the rafters in this concert venue.
No way.
Yeah. So that resulted him in needing rabies shots.
Oh, I thought he did that intentionally.
No, he did not. But it got him so much pub. He's also mentioned biting the head off of a dove in a separate incident, and there were rumors of him snorting ants. But that was really...
Is that true? The dove thing I heard because he had a night of partying, and he hit, I don't know, and then he woke up the next morning with a dove head in his bed. That's what I heard. I don't know. But
see,
there's so many legendary, are legendary stories about Ozzy Osbourne, and because he has come to Rochester so many times, somebody listening right now probably has a cool story about Ozzy too.
You ever stand in line at the House of Guitars to meet him? He signed every autograph and was the nicest, happiest, smilingest kind of guy. Aww. You know, different than his persona on stage, was all serious and dark and goth and stuff like that.
I think we saw a little bit of that too during the reality show, right? That he was just a dad in that reality show.
A dad and a dude.
You know? Totally different than his onstage persona. But
Ozzy Osbourne, we lost him yesterday. It's 98.9 The Buzz and Spisano and Sandy, and it's about 7:12 now.
And Jerker Justified is coming up. So I was hanging out with my daughter, and we went to Trader Joe's because whenever we're on the east side, she wants to go to Trader Joe's. Very good. We had some time to kill. We grabbed some food to eat quick. Mm-hmm. And where she wanted to eat the food, I am like, I have failed you as a mother. Why would you even think that is okay?
All right. We'll put that in Jerker Justified coming up in just a bit.
The show your boss secretly listens to. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justified.
Surprising things you find out about your kids. Huh?
I know, right? You think you raised them right. You think you taught them right from wrong. And then all of a sudden they do or say something that you're like, oh God, oh God, oh God. Whose kid is this? That's embarrassing.
No, that's where you say, that's not my kid.
Yeah, that's not my kid. Right, yeah, right. It's obviously their father's fault. Okay, so yesterday, it was kind of a crazy day. We had a lot of things going on the schedule yesterday, and the first was to go record a video at the Eyed Family of Dealerships. Great. Met with Chrissy and Rhonda over there. It was wonderful. My younger daughter, 16 years old, Lexi, tagged along because she had a tea time later on in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we leave and we got done with the video a little bit earlier than we thought we would. So we had some time to kill. And I'm like, okay, I probably have to feed this kid. So whenever we're on the east side of town, my daughter wants to go to Trader Joe's. Okay, very good. Ma, let's go to Trader Joe's to get something to eat. Perfect. We're there. We get some wraps or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, okay, where are we going to eat this? And she goes, oh, no, can we eat it at Barnes & Noble? Because now Trader Joe's is in the Pittsburgh Plaza,
it's right there,
if you don't know. Can we go eat it at Barnes & Noble's? I go, you can't bring in Trader Joe's in Barnes & Noble's. What? She goes, oh, Leah and I do it all the time because they have a Starbucks in there. I go, you bring your own food to Starbucks? You can't do that.
Here's the question. Do they buy anything at Starbucks? Or they just go in and like glom a table?
Right. Glom a table.
Wow. They don't
read
even
a book,
buy
grab
like
a book off the... Nope. Mm. Grab a book off the shelf, glom a table. And I go, no, you cannot do that. Who is your mother? I want to talk to your mother because Wait. That is like 101 etiquette. You don't bring your own food to a restaurant.
Wait, you can't glom a book off the shelf and sit down and read it.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. That's why they have tables and chairs set up. Yeah.
Wait, you can't take something you're not going to buy and read it and put it back.
Absolutely.
Is it a library? It's
can.
A library?
Well,
you got to buy it first, don't you?
Well, then what the heck are the chairs for at Barnes & Noble's? They have tables and chairs set out.
They also have
cozy
food they sell.
Reading nooks.
They have food they sell, too.
Well, they do have food set now. Okay. That, I know. But you know there's people who bring their own condiments to restaurants. There's parents who bring their own food for their kid to a restaurant. So all-encompassing, all of it, jerker justified.
Hmm. Ooh. Hmm. It's going to take me a minute for this to marinate. How about you, 818-2899? I got tickets to Nelly and Ja Rule coming up at Darien Lake August 1st. First call through, 818-2899. We'll win 30-day rule, please. And good morning, Buzz. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jen. Go ahead. What do you call it? It's jerk or justified to bring food into another restaurant?
Well, I think it's justified if it's Starbucks, especially if you get a Starbucks drink and then you sit there and then you eat your food. If you're buying a drink at Starbucks, I think it's justified.
Did they?
Ah, okay. Even though I'm bringing in a wrap and they probably sell. I don't know if that Starbucks at Barnes & Noble sells wraps, but I don't know. Do they? Does somebody know at Pittsburgh Plaza? Okay. I love it.
All right, justified it is. Hey, first call through. You're going to see Nelly and Ja Rule at Darien Lake. Yay! Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Just keep an eye out for an email. We're going to see you at the show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling the Buzz. Hi, Jerker Justified. What do you call this? Hello, the Buzz.
Hello?
Hi. What do you call it? Jerker Justified.
I'd say jerk.
Especially if you don't buy a, you know, something, right?
Keep going. You were going to tell a good story. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend who brings in his own maple syrup at restaurants.
There's so many people listening right now that are like, nodding along. Yeah, they bring their own condiments. But does he bring it in because he likes his own maple syrup or the establishment doesn't have maple syrup?
Both.
Yeah.
Like some do, some don't.
Uh-huh. Oh, it doesn't matter
but
where he goes.
I also have a friend whose parents used to take jelly packets and sugar packets because it's on the table, it's free.
Oh, well.
We have a listener that thinks that anything that's on the table is free, like silverware, salt and pepper shakers, glasses.
Oh, stop. Don't call out what's in my purse, Tony, like that.
Wait, you just did.
I know. we all, though, come on. If you're going to say this is jerk, you would have to say that you've never brought in anything into the movie theater. And that's not true, because we all have.
But that's not a restaurant.
Bringing your own little Ziploc bag of popcorn.
Well, yeah. I'm still on the fence whether it's jerk or justified. I don't know. Sandy, it depends.
Oh, there is no depends here.
I can't make
a decision.
I'm going to say jerk. I mean, I have brought in like one of those kitty things there. They can reach into it and pull like Cheerios out for like little babies. But that's it.
Well, that's normal. Well, that's always
different.
That's different. That's different.
I'm going to call it jerk. I'm going to put mine in the jerk category. So you and I are doing jerk, okay?
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank
you. Have a great morning.
Bye.
All right. It's so quick to reset if you don't know yet. We are doing this. If you bring food that you from the outside into a restaurant.
Yeah, food, condiments, whatever.
All right. Hi, the Buzz.
Do you have someone on the...
Oh, I do. Yep. Yeah. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, this is Tommy from The Rock.
Tommy from The Rock. Tommy from The Rock. Tommy from The Rock. Here he is.
Is that why you were stalling? Because you were looking for his theme music?
Yep.
That was a really obvious stall.
Thanks.
Okay.
I missed you guys.
I missed you too, man. How you been?
I'm going to try to get a little more consistent here, but
that'd be great.
That's justified. I'll eat wherever I want, when I want. I don't care if it's your shop. I don't care if it's your house. Where I'm eating.
Uh-huh.
If I'm hungry, I'm eating, all right?
Okay, all right. Even if they sell the same wrap, you're going to bring it from somewhere else and plop down and use their chair.
If my allegiance is to Taco Bell, I'm eating it in Chipotle. I'm sending them a message.
That's awesome. Oh, God, you just want to start trouble. Okay, wait, that's a good question, though. What if, Scotty, because you put your tail under jerk, what if it was something they didn't offer? Now does it make it okay?
I'm going to a restaurant or whatever, fast food or whatever. I'm going to eat what they have. I'm not going to.
I just need their chair. How about if I run in, grab a chair, and pull it out outside of the business? I just need to borrow a chair.
No.
Thanks, Tommy.
Just need to use the Wegmans bathroom. No one is cleaner than the Wegmans bathroom.
Very true. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, anybody in sales knows this. My wife has all the spots where she has to hit along the way and knows all the best bathrooms.
Oh, she does?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She should publish that list.
I know. There should be.
People
do a vlog.
Will pay for that.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy. How about, it was funny. This happened yesterday, too, right before this whole, buying from Trader Joe's. We were walking into Trader Joe's and somebody with a Wegmans shirt, employee shirt, was walking out.
Nice.
That is a trial right there.
Well, same plaza, maybe.
No, they work for Wegmans. They had a Wegmans shirt on walking out of Trader Joe's.
I know, but it's like right next door. It's like
it's a good aren't they competitors or something?
Nah, not really. Two different things. All right, here we go.
Really? I don't think so.
Hello, the Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or Justified?
Good morning.
Hello.
Totally justified.
Totally justified.
I'm not really understanding why we're calling Starbucks a restaurant. That's
right?
That's like the main thing.
Yeah, well,
like,
true.
What is going on? It is nowhere near a restaurant. It is Starbucks.
Okay.
Even
it's a
though
place
they
for coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know about the specific one in Pittsburgh Plaza if they sell wraps, but we know Starbucks does sell.
They don't sell wraps.
No,
they don't sell wraps.
No.
Oh,
they got tank tops. They got cookies.
Yeah.
They don't have wraps.
Right. No. Yeah.
It's not a restaurant.
Some
it
ways,
is, so that makes it okay.
Starbucks is Starbucks. It's not like Starbucks.
Totally okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So as long as you're bringing in something they don't, as long as you're bringing in something they don't offer, that makes it okay.
Well, yeah, it's a coffee place. We just need to stop thinking that this is a restaurant. No.
And the woman who called first, who said her friend brings in maple syrup into any and every restaurant, legitimate restaurants,
I think that's
what do you
okay
think?
Too.
Okay.
It's like someone who has, like if they're a diabetic and they carry sugar-free maple syrup because some restaurants don't have it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So you've got dietary restrictions.
That's okay. It's a condiment.
All right.
We're not talking about anything major here. It's a condiment.
Can you bring in your own steak at a...
at an IHOP.
Just about to say, you can't bring a steak in the black and blue.
Right. Again, it's the same plaza. It's like, what the hell, people?
All right. Thank you, Fired Up Trish.
Thanks, Trish. Fired Up Trish. Love you.
She sealed the deal. Her tally just tipped the scale to justified.
Well, it's kind of anticlimactic. To justify!
The verdict is...
Justified.
Justified. Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
I'm trying to figure out what this feature is called. One of these days I'll figure it out.
What? Oh, yes. Okay. That was sarcasm.
Sarcastic. Yes.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So now every employee at a restaurant is probably going to be like, here we go. Open the doors to everyone bringing in their own food. Coming up on the show, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Understanding your money. If you have a money question, 818-2899. Feel free to come on the show with us. We have to talk about, Hold on.
Well, you got Kesha tickets. Yeah. I got tickets to go see Kesha in concert.
Quick impressions will play for Kesha tickets.
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
Of course you are. We're going to miss you, Ozzy. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Bizzano and Sandy, 76 years old. And we lost the great Ozzy Osbourne yesterday. It's coming up on top of the hour here on Bizzano and Sandy. It's going to be hot, bright sun, warmer, humid, 87. How about 93 tomorrow? Same thing.
A heavy boat mooch slightly?
What?
Have you boat mooch? Are you giving me that look?
All I heard was heavy boat mooch slightly.
No. You sound like me now when my kids talk because I can't hear well. So I'll be like, what? The answer in the poll, what?
I have tried, but I got denied. Only once so far this year.
Once so far. God, we've had so many beautiful days.
After being said, well, why don't you call me? Are you going out? I went out Thursday. I was going to call you. Why don't you call me next time? Call me. I don't care. Just call me. So I call him. I text him. He's like, sorry, not today.
It's okay. That doesn't mean don't text again.
Well, it would take, if I get a yes, then I have to, it's an hour drive to do it. Yeah, so.
It is funny how you play this delicate dance, the person that you know in your life that has a pool and you don't, or the person you know in your life who has a boat and you don't. And you're like, so, hey.
Been out on the boat lately?
Just in the neighborhood.
You've got to have a specific level of friendship. You can't just be like random.
I don't know if that's a true statement.
Yeah, no.
My kids would walk in the backyard. Our next door neighbor has a pool. Yeah. We don't have a pool. Mm-hmm. They would go outside. This is when they were younger, obviously, with their towels in hand and just walk around the backyard. I'm like, with their bathing suit on and a towel. And I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, we're trying to drop hints. I'm like, no, that is not a hint. That is like,
yeah, that's pretty direct.
Why don't you just go jump in their pool and wait for them to ask you to go swimming?
Well, 9:45 this morning, Bills camp opens, and it's the first day of Buffalo Bills training camp 2025. It's going to be a good one.
Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
There's your request, Jill. I played it for you. How are you? Good morning to you.
Well, how are you doing?
Good. Jill's like, put a little Bowie on for me this morning. I'm like, okay, sounds good. So you are live from...
up. I like it.
You're live from the CBS Broadcast Center this morning, ready to do a hit. So
yes.
I know you're...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm on it. I'm here. I'm ready. That's why I am late for you guys. So I apologize. I got a little bit out of my routine. I'm understanding that we are just human beings with we like to follow our patterns.
Yes, we do.
You know, one of the biggest patterns that I notice that people follow is that, like, when they know they have something to do, they just kind of keep putting it off. Like, we're generally procrastinators. You know where I see this the most?
Where?
Estate planning.
Yes.
Estate planning.
So here's the question.
Right?
Yeah. You know what? I was talking to my accountant the other day, and I asked her about a trust. Now, is it just for rich people? Like, who needs one? Who needs a trust?
This is a great question. Okay, so just the three documents that everybody needs, right? Mm-hmm. Number one is a will.
Okay.
Like, a will just basically says to the state where you reside. So in your case, New York State, it says, hey, New York State, I'm Scotty, I'm of sound mind. Here's where my stuff goes. If you have young kids, if something happens to me or and my wife together, here's what happens with guardianship. Like, you name, you do a lot of stuff in that will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second document is called a healthcare proxy. Hey, hospitals, healthcare workers, if anything happens to me, this person over here right now, probably your wife, is the person who's going to make a healthcare decision on my own behalf.
Okay.
And the third document is called a power of attorney, which means if something happens to me and I can't do something legally, or I need to go make a mortgage payment, or someone needs to go pull money out of an account for me, I give that person the power to do that. Hmm. Those are your three basic documents.
Yeah.
Right.
That last one is probably very hard to figure out who to.
It's actually, you know, what happens is it's usually your spouse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I give you my durable power of attorney. But if something happened to you both, what would happen? Somebody has to be able to say, like, hey, I need to go make a mortgage payment. I have to go pay property taxes. So it's called a durable power of attorney. And, you know, you don't necessarily make the person, you know, that doesn't have to be the same person for every bit of every one of these documents, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You could have one person who's like a good business person who's not going to be willing to pull the plug on you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so I hate to be so blunt.
No, it's true. It's funny, though.
Yeah. So here's the situation. When you have an estate, which is just like your stuff when you die.
Yeah.
If the amount of money, right now, I'm just going to give you like sort of the basics. Like,
okay,
if in New York State you have less than, like, I think it's like $6 million now or $15 million federally, there's no tax that's due. But the reason people will use a trust is that it is a legal document, which means that it kind of moves around the probate court system.
Oh.
So if I say I've got a bunch of money in a brokerage account, it's $1 million. I'm just making this up. I have $1 million in that account.
All right.
If I just say I don't put it in a trust, it's just part of my estate. It becomes a probatable asset. It has to go through the probate court system before they can distribute it.
Okay.
But if it's in a trust, it does not have to go through probate. So a lot of people like a trust, because it's a tighter way to manage the flow of assets.
Do you have to be rich, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of people who aren't rich use a trust for a couple of reasons. One is like, oh, my beloved child married somebody I don't like. Uh-huh. And I don't want that person to get the money.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's okay. So that's one thing. The other way, there's two other reasons why you would have a trust. There are trusts used for estate tax purposes. There are also trusts that are used for special care kids, or, you know, your adult children.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to set, there are ways to set up a trust for a person who might need federal assistance. And there is something called a special needs trust, where there is money that flows to the adult child, but that money does not make them ineligible for federal benefits. So what's the upside and the downside? The upside is obvious. Like, it's more control, it's more efficient. You know what the downside is?
What?
It's expensive.
Oh.
It's expensive.
Oh, really?
You create a trust.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you, let's just say you're the average person in Rochester, you're listening. Mm-hmm. Do I need a trust? Chances are you don't need a trust.
Okay.
Think about this.
All right.
Number one, your money that's in your retirement account, that passes with a beneficiary designation. That money does not go through probate. So any retirement asset passes with a designated beneficiary.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that.
It doesn't go through probate, okay? If you have an insurance policy, that does not go through probate because there's an actual beneficiary listed.
Oh.
If you have a bank account, okay, you should go to your bank or your credit union and say, I would like to make this account something that's called a transfer on death account, meaning it's not a joint account.
Right.
Let's just pretend this. Like,
okay,
Scotty and I are married, and I say, I want my individual checking account that says Jill Schlesinger. Mm-hmm. Upon my death, I want to transfer it to Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens automatically at my death. And it's even more important if I'm not married, because then it will not go through probate.
Oh.
So there are ways, and also individual brokerage accounts, many firms like Fidelity and Vanguard and Charles Schwab, those companies will actually help you establish transfer on death accounts. So there are a lot of ways to get money that does not go through probate. One thing I just want to raise, one red flag. There are a lot of elder care attorneys who are saying, put all of your money into a trust so that you can qualify for Medicaid if you have to go into a nursing home and they won't take your house.
Oh,
I have heard that. Like,
yeah,
I have heard
right.
that.
It always sounds like a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, once you put that money into the trust, you can't get it out.
You can't get it back.
You can't touch it. Right. Well,
and
you can.
A lot of people are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are also like a lot of people who are doing this who aren't going to qualify for Medicaid. And they're not. And so it's a big leap to take on all these extra estate. You know, we're talking about, like, if you go online and do those first three documents, we're talking at, you know, less than $1,000, right?
Okay. All right.
If you go and say, we're going to have the documents and a trust and do all this. You guys pay 10 grand for an attorney's fee.
Okay. Never mind then. Well, that sorts it out.
There are definitely people who use them, love them. If you've got a child, an adult child who's married to someone you don't quite trust, this you should look into a trust. You should see a qualified New York State estate attorney.
How ironic. Okay. Someone you don't trust, form a trust.
Oh, I love that.
I know, you're right? Jill, you're the best. Thanks for sorting that out, because I had no idea. It seems like just something for rich people, but it's something for people that have specific situations, so that's awesome.
Exactly right.
All right,
one more
quick question.
Yep.
Will you marry me?
Absolutely.
Say no. He wants your money. Say no. He wants a transfer on death certificate.
He's all in.
Just call me Todd. Right. Call me Todd. All right. Thank you, Jill. Love you. See you guys next week, okay?
Okay. Thanks a bunch. Bye.
Send love to Jackie.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. The
Buzz. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spaziano and Sandy with you. Hi, happy Wednesday. Middle child, Sandy Waters right here. Middle child Wednesday, the middle of the week. 87 today with bright sun and humid.
If you live in Fairport, can you help me out here? Because I don't know. I just saw a story this morning. A teenager was hit by a train in Fairport.
Oh.
And that is the second one in 1 week. It's like, what is happening all of a sudden? And they even, you know, police are even saying this is crazy because this is the, is it the sixth person this year or something
fourth person hit by a train this summer?
Yeah. Okay. That's right. That's what they said. Fourth person this summer.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is that a big number? Well, yeah. I kind of feel like it is.
The second person in Fairport in a week? Wow.
What is happening all of a sudden? I'm hearing more of these. We're hearing more of these.
Well, train accidents.
I don't even ever see a train go by in Fairport, by the way, every time that I'm there.
You don't go to Fairport a lot. Once that intersection, back when that whole main drag was open, 250.
Yeah, yeah.
250, I cut through Fairport to go down to Lake Victor that way, on my side of town. And I always get stopped by a train.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
They're frequent through there. And if you do live in Fairport, 818-2899, how many times does a train go by down through, right, you know, or across Main Street there a day? But I think this is probably because Fairport has become the real gem of Western New York, giving all these accolades, best places to live, and the entertainment and shopping area down there is right by the tracks, you know? Right alongside the tracks, practically.
So you say more people? just increases the risk?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's because now the bars and clubs are down there?
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean.
The drinking. Is that what you were trying to say?
Oh, I don't know the scenario. It did happen early Tuesday morning. What I don't know what time that means. You know, if it
not
was
this
between midnight and 6 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah, but, we don't know. And it was a teenage girl.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. They're not giving much information beyond just that. Mm-hmm. But if that is more of a nightlife area now, mm-hmm. and the train tracks do go by, does it pose to be more of a danger? Is anyone really nervous about that? Like, I don't know. I just feel like, gosh.
You know, it's not more of a danger. It's just more people that are not. Look, trains are obviously nothing to mess with. It takes them a mile to stop, you know, and they're predictable. You know that a train is going to be on those tracks eventually. You know, stay off them. Stay away from them.
Yeah, Sandy just reached out to us, right. and you can always reach out to us on social. I seriously do not know how people even get hit by a train, off the tracks. It is, but what is making these people, like, what would make a teenage girl, is she just crossing the tracks? Or is she, a solo too? It's so tragic and so sad, and I don't know. I don't know.
I used to play with the train tracks in where I grew up in Leicester, New York, between like Geneseo and Perry in that area. Mm. And the train tracks went right across our main street. There was even a little train track, like a depot, like a station back in the old days when it was called Moscow Landing was the original name of the town. Mm. And there was an old dilapidated, you know, train station, a little train stop where you can imagine back in the roaring 20s, people would get on, they'd wait, you know, to go somewhere. Me and Billy Clune used to put like a penny on the track and wait for the train to go by and then see what happened to the penny if it got squished and stuff like that.
Did your mother know you played by the train tracks?
Yeah, but she wasn't like,
That was a different time, my friend.
It was more like, okay, obviously, you know, be careful of the trains, but don't play on the tracks. And we were like, yeah, you're right, you know, obviously.
There's a warning, right? Like I don't know.
Yeah, they're very long.
I don't know.
It's very loud.
Very sad. So we're thinking about the family and friends connected to the person who was a teenage girl.
Yeah, just
early Tuesday morning hit by the train in Fairport.
Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizan City. Just another way to give away free stuff here on the show. Yay. Jamie's on the phone with us. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, Jamie, did you hear us doing quick impressions yesterday when we did it?
No, my baby's in the NICU. Sorry.
Oh,
No.
Oh, okay.
Your baby's in the NICU? Is that what you just said?
My grandbaby. She's in the NICU.
Oh.
There all day.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
We're pushing love your way.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is okay. This is fine. This will actually make you smile, something that you need to smile about today. Just leave your dignity at the door for this, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Quick impressions. I'm going to give you a scenario, and you have to impersonate it, what it would sound like. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Get right into character. Impersonate someone pretending they know the lyrics, but they don't.
Ha!
Okay. Oh my God, I don't know what to do. I don't know the lyrics, but here we go.
I love that.
Okay, that's good enough. Are you playing along today, or
Jamie? We all fumble through lyrics, or I always change the lyrics to something silly or offensive.
You do.
Yes, right. Anyway.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, next one. Impersonate a parent trying to sound calm while yelling at their kid in front of company.
All right.
Okay.
Bentley Daniel, you are the most naughtiest boy I have ever seen. You are going into timeout right now, and as soon as our company leaves, you are in so much trouble.
That's so nice, though. Even yelling. You sound so nice.
Yeah, but you know what? Once you get a middle name in there, you know you're in trouble.
You know you're in trouble. Okay, final one. Impersonate someone who just took a sip of something way too hot.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh my gosh. Holy crap, that's so hot. Oh my gosh.
Very good. And you didn't even swear.
You did it.
Thank you.
Jamie, just take your mind off all the stuff that's going on in your life. And we're also going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see Kesha in concert.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. I love her.
Kesha's coming July 31st, Darien Lake Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you don't have to worry about it because I got you a pair. You're gone. Okay?
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Jamie, thanks for playing with us. And best of luck to your grandbaby, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for being on The Buzz. Hang on, we'll get your info, okay?
All right, thank you.
I dropped the ball today. I do not have a good Scott Spezzano rumor lined up.
Oh, okay.
I know.
That's good.
I know. If anybody, and we've said it, because Scott has so much history in Rochester, and Scotty and I have been together for nearly 30 years,
yeah,
so
man.
We know, we're not dumb, we know there's rumors out there about us. If you have a rumor you've heard, let us know, and then Scott will be completely, and I too, but I don't think there's rumors about me. Scott will be completely honest with you and say, yeah, that one's true.
Right.
Or no, that was, because you've evolved in your life. You're a changed man. You could admit
to. Oh, you mean I was
now.
A bad person before?
I don't know. Shut I don't know what rumors are around there. I mean, I don't know.
And you know, most rumors are not true because people make stuff up because they're.
And that is why.
Jealousy.
We're saying, hey, let's just bring him up. What good rumor have you heard about Scott Spezzano? I mean, you've been in Rochester for how many years? 50? Nearly 50 years?
It'll be 48 years on the radio.
Yeah, that's...
Since I was 15.
I mean, there's got to be good rumors out there. I mean, Handyman John had a good one yesterday that you're a diva. But you don't even remember it.
See, this is the problem.
Yeah, what is the problem?
You make it sound like that was the truth.
An unintentional diva?
Even unknowing.
Unknowing.
When your garbage guy doesn't come, you call the company. That's about as diva as I got.
Okay, well, you know.
See, this is why I don't like you doing these, because you spin them into something bigger than they are.
Would you rather people talk about you behind your back and then the rumor gets bigger and bigger, but you can't say the truth?
Yep.
Like, wouldn't you want to say, here's what...
Makes me look like a rock star. Speaking of which, again, we lost Ozzy Osbourne. We're mourning him and celebrating him all morning here this morning. All right, so go ahead and get a hold of Sandy if you got a rumor.
Yes, please do. Please do. You can, so on the Odyssey app, mm-hmm. free Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message. That's mm-hmm. how Handyman John left that rumor.
Yeah.
You can reach out to me directly on social, whatever, or sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. Anything you missed from the show, we got a podcast. Just search out The Breakfast Buzz or Spezzano and Sandy.
All right. And the commercial-free 98 is up top. Get out.
Got a story Spezzano and Sandy need to hear?
Leave them a quick voice message right now.
Open the Odyssey app,
search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone.
Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.